This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 16th. God's word for you today is in truth. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 4 verse 8, and it says, "Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always." The number one purpose for your life cannot be for you to love God. You cannot begin to love God if you do not know what it is for God to love you. And it is because our love for God is a response to God's love for us. 1 John 4 verse 19 says, "We love Him because He first loved us." The number one purpose for your life is for you to receive God's love and to allow God to love you. You may be reading this today. Perhaps no one even knows you are reading this, but God knows and God sees you. You may consider yourself far from God, or you may even say you are not a Christian and that you do not believe in God. Yet, I am saying to you today that the number one purpose of your existence is for you to allow God to love you. Will you let God love you? It does not matter if you have been abused and who has abused you. It does not matter who has smashed you or stepped all over you. What matters most is, are you going to allow God to love you? I pray that you do, because when you let God love you, you will enter the fulfillment of the number one purpose of your existence. God made you to love you, and that is the reason for your existence, for my existence. As soon as we realize that, we enter a rest in God that cannot even be explained. By focusing on God's love and mercy for us, we defeat discouragement. I do not have to prove my worth to anybody. I am focused on God's love for me. We all make mistakes, but because of God's love for me, I do not have to wallow in my failures, my mistakes. So how do how do we defeat discouragement? Never forget how much God loves you. Paul's second secret to defeating discouragement is, do not fake it. There is nothing more discouraging than trying to be someone or something that you are not. Trying to be something or someone you are not can and will frustrate your life completely. We often wear masks and pretend to be who we are not. We have a public version of ourselves, then a Facebook version, an Instagram version, and a Twitter version, and also a version of ourselves that we do not like, the version that we keep at home. Such a life will be totally frustrated. What I am saying is, stop wearing masks. Romans 12:9 says, don't fake it. For you to overcome discouragement, you need to stop faking it. And if you are afraid that people will not like the real you, then you need to go back to Paul's first secret. Open yourself to God's word, and you will see how beautiful you are. Let us pray. Father, I fix my thoughts on you, for you made me to love me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.